Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday evening, August 13, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of finance news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Sky Harbor Group Corporation, NYSC, SKYH, Q2 2025. Stonegate Capital Partners has updated their coverage on Sky Harbor Group Corporation, SKYH, for Q2 2025. Sky Harbor maintains strong operational momentum with new campus openings, leasing activity, and construction progress across its nationwide network. The company began operations at Dallas Addison and Seattle Boeing Field, with Denver Centennial set to start resident flight operations in early 3Q 25. Miami Opa-locka Phase 2 broke ground, and pre-development is underway at multiple Tier 1 airport sites. Revenue for 2Q 25 reached $6.6 million, up 82% year-over-year. Construction assets totaled over $295 million, supported by continued build-out. Gross margin was 2.0% in Q2, with an operating loss of $7.5 million. Sky Harbor ended the quarter with $74.9 million in cash and secured a $200 million debt facility for upcoming developments. Valuation analysis suggests a range of $13.53 to $20.69 per share. Forian Inc. announces second quarter 2025 financial results. Forian Inc., a leading provider of data science-driven information and analytics solutions to the life science, healthcare, and financial services industries, announced their second quarter 2025 financial results. Revenue for the quarter was $7.5 million, a 56% increase from the prior year. Net income was $0.2 million, compared to a net loss of $2.6 million in the prior year. Adjusted EBITDA for the quarter was $0.6 million, compared to $0.1 million in the prior year. Forian continues to focus on organic and strategic investments to strengthen their platform and enhance the value they deliver across the healthcare ecosystem. The company also reaffirmed their full-year 2025 outlook, with revenue expected to be in the range of $28 to $30 million and adjusted EBITDA expected to be in the range of negative $1.0 to positive $1.0 million.
Guidehouse named industry leader for financial crime and compliance operations. Guidehouse, a global AI-led professional services firm, has been named a leader in the 2025 Everest Group Peak Matrix for financial crime and compliance operations services. The firm's bold strategic vision, exceptional delivery, and powerful market influence set it apart among global service providers. Guidehouse's FCC capabilities include anti-money laundering, know your customer, sanctions screening, and more, delivered through a blended model of advisory, technology, and managed services. The firm's AI-led approach empowers clients to streamline operations, reduce false positives, and respond to threats with greater speed and precision. This recognition reinforces Guidehouse's position as a trusted partner to financial institutions navigating the evolving landscape of financial crime and regulatory pressure. Tropical Financial Credit Union announces partnership with Fort Lauderdale United FC's professional women's soccer team. Tropical Financial Credit Union, based in Broward County, has announced a new partnership with Fort Lauderdale United FC's professional women's soccer team. The credit union will be the official credit union for the 2025-26 season, offering immersive game day activations, community events, and financial education sessions for players and staff. This collaboration underscores Tropical Financial's commitment to community connections and supporting organizations that share their values. FTLUTD, in its inaugural season, achieved significant success, setting records, and making a mark in the Gamebridge Super League. This partnership with FTLUTD is Tropical Financial's second professional sports affiliation, following their role as the official credit union of the Florida Panthers. To learn more about FTL UTD, visit www.ftlut.com, and to explore Tropical Financial's community initiatives and financial tools, visit www.tropicalfcu.com.
Stronghold recognized on the 2025 Inc. 5000 list of America's fastest-growing private companies. Stronghold has been recognized as number 4575 on the 2025 Inc. 5000 list of America's fastest-growing private companies. This prestigious ranking highlights successful independent businesses like Stronghold, which offers modern financial infrastructure through Stronghold Net. CEO and co-founder Tammy Camp credits the team's dedication and innovative approach for this milestone. The top 500 companies on the list have shown remarkable growth, with a median three-year revenue growth rate of 1,552%. Inc. will celebrate the honorees at the 2025 Inc. 5000 conference and gala in October. Stronghold, a fintech infrastructure company, focuses on fast, secure payments and decentralized finance solutions, serving thousands of merchants and partners globally.
Valor ranks on the 2025 Inc. 5000 list. Valor, a Fort Worth-based tech-enabled professional services company specializing in oil and gas asset management, has been named to the 2025 Inc. 5000 list, recognizing the fastest-growing private companies in America. CEO Joseph DeWoody expressed pride in the team's dedication and innovation. The Inc. 5000 honorees, including Valor, have shown remarkable growth despite economic challenges, with top companies achieving a 1,552% revenue growth rate. Valor, known for its mineral management software and back-office services, continues to be a leader in the oil and gas industry. Learn more about Valor's services by visiting their website. Investor news breaks: D. Boral ARK acquisition iCorp, NASDAQ B, closes $250 million IPO. D. Boral ARK acquisition iCorp, NERU, has closed its $250 million IPO, offering 25 million units at $10 each. Each unit includes one Class A ordinary share and one half of one redeemable public warrant. The shares and warrants are set to trade on NASDAQ under BCAR RW. Underwriters have an option to purchase an additional 3.75 million units, potentially raising total proceeds to $287.5 million. Funds will be used for a business combination. D. Boral Capital LLC acted as the sole book running manager for the offering. For more information, visit dboralcapital.com.
Emburse named to 2025 Inc. 5000 list of fastest growing private companies in the U.S. Emburse, a leader in expense intelligence, has been named to the 2025 Inc. 5000 list of fastest-growing private companies in the U.S. Ranking number 485 in software companies, this marks Emburse's third consecutive year on the list, showcasing their strong growth and momentum. CEO Marn Martin emphasized the company's commitment to reimagining finance operations with innovative AI technology and predictive automation. Emburse's focus on expense intelligence sets them apart, transforming finance teams into growth enablers. With a mission-driven culture, AI-powered platform, loyal customer base, and dedication to smarter finance solutions, Emburse continues to lead the way in the industry. For more information, visit emburse.com.
Al Salami shares essential financial terms every new business owner should know before scaling up. Before scaling up a business, it's crucial for new owners to understand key financial terms: revenue versus profit, gross margin, working capital, EBITDA, leverage, cash flow, break-even point, ROI, burn rate, and valuation are all essential concepts to grasp. These terms help owners set realistic goals, assess profitability, manage debt, and prioritize investments. Financial literacy is not just about avoiding mistakes, but seizing opportunities for growth. By building a glossary, reviewing financial statements, consulting experts, and using forecasting tools, business owners can bridge the gap between knowledge and execution to navigate expansion confidently. Copper prices stabilize as concerns about supply ease. Copper prices stabilized as Chile allowed Codelco to resume mining at El Teniente mine following a fatal collapse. operations are limited to unaffected areas. U.S. inflation data could impact global metal markets. Aston Bay Holdings Ltd. will be monitoring market reactions. For more information on Aston Bay Holdings Ltd., visit their newsroom. Rocks and Stocks provides insights into the mining industry, offering tailored corporate communication solutions. To receive SMS alerts from Rocks and Stocks, text ROCKS to 888-902-4192. Visit rocksandstocks.news for full terms of use and disclaimers.
Investor news breaks: Favo Capital, OTC, FAVO, acquires $190 million mixed-use property, 1818 Park, in all-stock deal. Favo Capital, a diversified finance company, has acquired the $190 million mixed-use property 1818 Park in Down Hollywood, Florida. This Class A asset includes residential, office, and retail space with long-term leases, expanding Favo's portfolio into income-generating real estate. The all-stock deal with former owners led by GCF Development strengthens Favo's balance sheet, broadens its collateral base, and supports larger financing lines. This acquisition aligns with Favo's long-term investment strategy and enhances private credit growth. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at ibn.fm/favo.
Transportation Tax Consulting, LLC, named to the Inc. 5000 list of fastest-growing private companies in America. Transportation Tax Consulting, LLC, has been named to the prestigious Inc. 5000 list of the fastest-growing private companies in America. The national honor recognizes the company's remarkable growth, industry leadership, and commitment to providing best-in-class indirect tax solutions for transportation companies across North America. Managing partner Matthew Bowles expressed gratitude to the team and clients for the recognition. The Inc. 5000 list, compiled by Inc. magazine, highlights companies that have achieved exceptional revenue growth over a three-year period. Transportation Tax Consulting, LLC, aims to facilitate growth and prosperity in the transportation industry by delivering expert tax solutions to help clients navigate regulations, reduce costs, and maximize efficiency.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsARamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsARamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24/7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.